In this week's parasha, we learn all about the Yamim Tovim. One of the Yamim Tovim we learn about is Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk tells us, Dabed al bnei Yisrael leimar, talk to the Jewish people and say, B'chodesh Hashvi, B'echel HaChodesh, the seventh month on the first day, obviously seventh month of Nisan, Yielachem Shabbosim will be a time of rest, Zichrein Tzrua, Yielachem, a memory of blowing, of Tzrua will be for you. Comes Rashi and says, the Dibur HaMaschil is the word Zichrein Tzrua, and Rashi comes and says, Zikarein Psukei Zichreinus. You're going to be saying the verses of Zichreinus, Psukei Shefaris, and the verses of Shefaris, about Shefar. Liska Lachem Akedas Yitzchak Shekarav Tachtav Ail. That will remind you that obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the Jewish people, Akedas Yitzchak, and that instead of Yitzchak, Avram sacrificed a ram. Now we have to understand what was bothering Rashi. Some people say that what was bothering Rashi is that in other times it says Yom Tzrua, a day of memory, and over here it says Zichrein Tzrua, a day of, in another place it says a day of blowing, and over here it says a memory of blowing. But Rashi doesn't say that question. And also, more importantly, Rashi only asks a question once we see the other one. In other words, we never seen the word Yom Tzrua yet. So maybe next time when it says Yom Tzrua, then Rashi sit there asking why last time it said Zichrein Tzrua. But now we're only holding Zichrein Tzrua, and Rashi never asks a question based on what we're only going to learn later on. So what's the question al asar? What's the question that comes up in this moment? And then once we understand the question, what's Rashi's answer? How does he know that Zichrein Tzrua means the psukim of Shefares and Zichreinus? And the Ramban even asks, why is there no mention of Malchus? If we're already talking about the psukim that we're learning, why only two out of the three? Now also, the word Zichrein versus Zikarein. It's a bit technical, but in Hebrew, if it would say Zikarein, then it would stand alone. It's a standalone word, memory. Zichrein, with those nekudas, will automatically attach itself to the following word. And in this context, Zichrein Tzrua, the memory of. It's almost like when it says the word Zichrein, it's the memory of. You need a word after that. So then how does Rashi now split the word Zichrein and almost turn it into a Zikarein, its own idea, the idea of memory? Seemingly, it was Zichrein Tzrua, only the memory of the Tzrua. Why is it Psukei Zichreinus, an independent reality? How does he know that? And a few more questions. And the Rebbe comes and says, ultimately, what was bothering Rashi? Zichrein Tzrua Yielachem, the memory of Tzrua you have to do for you. In other words, what do you want me to do? The question is, what do you want me to do on this day? Do you want me to remember? What do you want me to remember? You want me to remember the blowing? But I don't have to remember blowing. I mean, when do you usually need memory? Zachris Yom HaShabbos LeKatshei. For 6 days of Chol, of weekday, remember Shabbos. Or like Yosef tells the Sar HaMashkim, the minister of drink, and he says, please remind me to Pare. Why is he saying the word memory? Because chances are the Sar HaMashkim will forget him. But Rosh Hashanah in the Min HaTorah is only one day. And if this day is the day that you're blowing Shofar, then why do I have to remember? It's right in front of my face. What are you trying to tell me the memory? You don't have to remember me. You should rather say Amiras Tzrua, say Tzrua, or blow Tzrua. So from there, Rashi extrapolates that Zichrein means something beyond just the memory of Tzrua, because there's no need of memory right now. So what is it teaching us? It's teaching us Zichreinus. It's teaching us the idea that there is an independent reality that you have to say Psuki Zichreinus. It's an active idea of memory. It's not just the idea of thinking about it, but you actually do something with that memory. It's an active memory rather than just a mindful memory. But on the other hand, we said the word Zichrein has to attach to something else. So therefore, Rashi now learns what it's attaching to. It's attaching to Tzrua, to the Shefer. What do Zichreinus and Sheferus have in common? The Ail, the ram. The Shefer is the mate from a ram, and Zikaron, we're reminding Hashem of the ram. And this, by the way, explains the question of the Ramban, why we didn't bring Malchius, because Malchius is not in with this context. So Taka Zichrein Trua, it's attached to Trua because both of them have a similar denominator, and that is they're both connecting to the Eloi Shel Yitzchak. So what we come out of the Sicha with is an understanding that when Rashi asks the question, Zichrein Trua, he's trying to understand what the idea of memory is. And he comes out, and this is the take-home message, there's two kinds of memory. There's a memory that we're literally supposed to think. For example, the memory of Amalek, the memory of Shabbos, Yosef HaTzadik when he asks the Sar Mashkim. And then there's a whole different gedder of memory. There's a different definition of memory, and that is when you do something for the memory. You say verses, you say something, you do something for that memory. And ultimately, that's the Chiddush and the Sicha, that each time you see the word memory in Torah, you have to ask yourself, what's the context of this memory? And based on that, you can understand the pasuk and what it's trying to teach us.